You'll know that I have raised every single week now the issues of remaining community amenities, sporting amenities, and farming sectors that have not been properly supported following the serious floods 2 months ago, in the Inishowen Peninsula. In recent days, I have learned that the Cockle Celtic Football Club, which is a very senior football and community organisation in our part of the world, they were devastated by the floods. Two of their pitches were destroyed and all sorts of amenities. Hundreds of thousands of damage done. Right? 2 months later, even though the Minister of Sport and the Chief Whip were on their pitch within a few days, 2 months on, they have no clue if they're going to get any money a financial assistance from government. It's completely unacceptable. Completely unacceptable. That such a senior sporting organisation, there are eight different teams, 300 young people in our community, have been devastated by this with no financial support. No financial support from government, no clarification at 2 months on at this stage. The issue of Swan Park, a vital community amenity at the heart of my community, it's been destroyed. No clarification from government about whether there's going to be any funding for that. Glenevan Waterfall, no clarification from government. Potato growers, crop growers who have had their lives destroyed, hundreds of thousands of losses, no clarification from government about what's going to happen. Now, with all due respect, we had a debate here last week with no specific clarification about Donegal, even though I thought we were going to get it. There was supposed to be an announcement yesterday, and there was no clarification on these issues again. I'm making it clear here today. I'm going to raise this issue again and again and again and again and again and again until the communities that have been devastated in my area get the support that they need, be it the community amenities, the sporting amenities. It wouldn't be allowed to happen anywhere else in this state. It wouldn't be allowed to happen. Now that the cameras have gone, people have been left behind.
Thank you.
So what I'm saying is that no way would a major sporting amenity or community amenity in the one town be allowed to be destroyed like this with no clarification 2 months on where the funding's going to come from. So I'm asking today, Leader, because you promised us the last time we raised this 2 weeks ago, can I get a specific Minister to respond to me and tell me what's going to happen in terms of Cockle Celtic Football Club, Swan Park and Glenevan Waterfall.
Thank
Can I please get a specific response on those issues?
Thank